Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Last game of the 1 o'clock window. Eagles laying 1.5 against the Bucs. I had a really hard time capping the emotions of this game because it's a revenge spot for the Eagles from the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a bounce back spot for the Bucs who lost at home last week.
That's right.
I don't want any part of this.
Yes, you do. Let me guide you. First things first, the story will be told with injuries. So, Graham Barton, really good center for them.
Rookie.
Full participant Thursday's practice. KJ Britt, full participant. Jamal Dean, full participant. Yaya Diaby, full participant. Now, here's where you got to watch a couple of things. We need the Friday injury report. Now, Mike Evans was a limited participant yesterday.
He'll go.
Chris Godwin was a limited participant. Luke Getteke, the tackle, who is, they have to have him.
CMU guy.
Full participant in practice. Bucky Irving, be on the lookout. Hamstring, don't know yet. You're not going to have Kalijah Kancey. Vita Vea, limited participant.
That's a big one.
Antoine Winfield, did not participate. Tristan Wirfs, limited.
This is all the same team. You haven't even gotten to the Eagles.
A.J. Brown, did not participate. Lane Johnson, did not participate. Devontae Smith, did not participate.
And I'm supposed to bet this game.
You're not. You're betting the Bucs. The Bucs are going to be the healthier team. They're getting their reinforcements.
Are they? You just listed.
They're getting their reinforcements. If you believe the receivers play, if you believe the guys who full participated play, and if you believe half the guys who were limited play, you're getting a healthier team at home off a goddamn embarrassing Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong loss. I'm not convinced the Eagles are that good. And second of all, are we going to have a conversation about Jalen Hurts?
Turnovers?
It ain't working. And if he's got no Devontae Smith and no A.J. Brown, Saquon has been divine for them. They still only scored like 12 points last week. Bucks plus the 2.5.
1.5.
No. No.
I'll double check.
No. No.
1.5 right now on FanDuel.
No.
If you want to tell people to shop around.
No. You know what? I have absolutely had it with these lines moving against me while I record a national radio show. This is egregious.
I'm not doing this to fuck with you. You can double check.
I feel like I'm getting fucked.
How about this?
Mr. Son of Bitch. God damn it. Why is this happening?
Just put it in the teaser pile and put it up to 7.5.
No, the Bucks are to play. The Bucks are to play. Eagles do not have a pass rush. True or false?
True.
Baker will have time. True?
True.
Yes. Okay. Just
I wish
Bucks.
I knew Vita Vea was playing, because the one thing the Eagles can do and what they did when push came to shove is they ran the ball. I don't know about. I'm not betting this game.
Bucks.
I understand how you capped it.
Bucks plus 2.
All right. I think it's teasable. We'll move on.
There are twos, and I'm taking it. Bucks plus 2.
I'm proud of you.
No, I need these lines to stop moving against me. I need FanDuel to stop moving these lines while I'm broadcasting. That's all I ask.